Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's Wednesday, April 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Four items from the cloud, giving us a forward plan. Trends in managed services from CompTIA and Ingram with even more programs to leverage. This is the Business of Tech. Google Meet will soon be free for those with a Gmail account. Starting in early May, you can sign up for Meet and can host up to 100 participants for an hour for free, but with no limits until September 30th. Meanwhile, over at Zoom, the company has started using Oracle's cloud computing service to handle the surge in capacity now required based on their explosive growth. Flexera has released their State of the Cloud 2020 report, and the findings show that 93% of companies at the enterprise level are using multiple providers. The top three providers remain AWS, Azure, and Google, with Azure narrowing the gap to AWS in the percentage of enterprises and the number of virtual machines. The current pandemic does show that these numbers should continue to grow. In the SMB sector, 50% of SMBs surveyed are expecting higher usage than planned, with 70% saying data and workloads will be in the cloud in the next 12 months. Rounding out these cloud stories, Google's cloud business was a bright spot in their earnings report. Revenue for GCP and G Suite was up 52%. So why do we care? I often have to remind myself that Oracle even has a cloud offering, but the Zoom win is a big one for them. I noted the Google Meet story because of the likelihood customers will be looking at that offering. The cloud data is more important to me. That's the trend and data to show what will be the theme of the day. The pandemic accelerates trends we were already seeing. The move to the cloud both happened and was happening. Now it's just moving faster. CompTIA has released their new Trends in Managed Services report. Dated March 2020, this report is useful to leverage assuming a pre-pandemic view of the world, as the survey was conducted in December of 2019. Thus, the data that is notable for me is just more than half of respondents, 52%, said the number one factor that will help keep performance strength up in the MSP space over the next 2 years will be the development or enhancement of cybersecurity skills. Economic conditions, even prior to the pandemic, was a top risk factor. Pure play MSPs had the most positivity, with 62% banking on excellent market performance in the next 2 years, and 40% of MSPs believe continued fuzziness about their business mission, or even their existence at all, will harm the overall ecosystem's performance over the next 2 years. So why do we care? I think it's safe to throw out all the market data. In just 4 months, that's now all a relic. But those data points are very important. Even before the pandemic, the economy was the greatest risk factor. The pandemic is proving to accelerate things. If a trend was happening before, it's happening even more now. That first factor is clear. But let's extend the thinking. If cybersecurity was a huge issue before, we can easily see how the pandemic is also accelerating that trend. The rapid conversion to work from home and the disruptions related to it also accelerated this. Thus, let's apply that to the continued fuzziness about the business mission of MSPs. I can easily see how this trend is accelerating as well, with customers questioning every dollar of spend, and would argue that this is the real existential threat to providers. Focus here. Ingram Micro has added two financing offers on top of their existing plans. The first is 90 days same as cash, allowing buyers to pay only the equivalent of a lease installment on technology purchases for the first 2 months. The second program, Baker's Dozen, lets businesses stretch payments on a 12-month financing contract over a 13-month period at no extra charge, with two payments due in advance. Ingram also announced that the Future Funds program it introduced in March now lets end users pay 1% of a transaction's total purchase cost per month for the first 6 months, before opting into a standard lease or paying the original equipment cost in full. Why do we care? Just more options here. Leverage every single program you can. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by the SMB Online Conference. Act fast and save now on the SMB Online Conference. Conference hasn't gone digital, it was born digital. Join great opinion leaders, including Jay McBain, Carl Palchuk, and yours truly on May 19th and 20th. Early bird pricing ends Friday, May 1st. Details at smbonlineconference.com. Looking forward to that. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.